This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The subject of Monday's mass shooting was someone Denver police had investigated in the past, but according to CPR's Andrew Kenny, the department won't say what it was looking into.
We know that he was investigated recently, but we've not seen any evidence that someone attempted to use a legal mechanism to take away his guns, which he had many of. Police said that those encounters, those investigations, didn't lead to anything, and they're not saying exactly why yet.
That's Andrew Kenny reporting. Police say the suspect killed 5 people and injured 2. They believe he targeted people he knew. Have you received your booster shot yet? Experts say it's a good idea to help prevent infection from the Omicron variant, but only 25% of Coloradans have gotten theirs. And while there could be many causes at play, Glenn Mays says healthcare access is one of them. Mays teaches at the Colorado School of Public Health.
People from racial and ethnic minority groups much more likely to report not having a usual source of care, non-English speaking populations, et cetera. Those are the groups across the state that are likely to face more barriers to getting access to the booster vaccine.
People of color in Colorado, specifically Black and Latino residents, are lagging when it comes to additional doses of the vaccine, and that's according to state data. Health experts are urging anyone eligible to get vaccinated and boosted do so as quickly as possible. Avalanche danger will likely be high today as heavy snowfall and strong winds hit the high country. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center is advising people to avoid traveling in avalanche terrain through the weekend. There's a chance the danger could increase to extreme by tomorrow in some areas. You can check the avalanche forecast before going into the backcountry by going to colorado.gov/avalanche. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.